Folks, I'm joined now by a representative, Don Kopp, from Rapid City, South Dakota, and I called him in reference to Senate Bill 128, a bill whose prime sponsor is Senator Phil Jensen, also of Rapid City. Representative Kopp, the reason that you signed on to this bill is what?
Well, I think it's a rights issue. I believe that a business owner has the right to hire and or fire whoever he wants to, whatever he feels is best for the business. I also feel that a pastor shouldn't be hauled off to jail just because he refuses to marry a same-sex couple. I know pastors personally that have told me that someday in the near future they fully expect to be jailed because of this.
Is there any pastors, Representative Kopp, that have had that problem as to date in South Dakota?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. When you say that the individual business should not be forced to hire a gay individual, if they have a gay individual working for them now, should they be allowed to fire them because they're gay?
I think that should be up to the business owner. If he doesn't want a gay person working for him, I think he should have the full right to fire him.
And this bill, Senate Bill 128, does exactly that, right? It empowers the business. If they find that individual is gay, it empowers the business and gives them the right to fire them.
Sure. Don't you think they should have that right? You know, maybe he thinks this individual could be an immoral person, you know, and that's not just putting my thumb on gays. That's anybody that he feels may be an immoral person. He or she should have the right to let them go.
And by immoral, you believe that being gay is immoral?
I do, yes.
Okay. Now, what if the individual were black? Do you think that they should have the right to fire someone because they're black?
No.
So what separates, in your mind, Representative Kopp, a black individual from a gay individual?
A black individual it wouldn't be a moral issue. Being black isn't a moral issue.
Okay. So it isn't your belief that many people who live a gay lifestyle were born gay. You don't believe they're born gay. You believe they choose to be gay.
I do, yes.
Okay. And what is the chances of this bill passing the South Dakota legislature?
You know, I'm not sure. They just, Senator Ernie Hotton brought a similar bill to this last week, and I believe it failed in committee by 2 votes. So I don't know. Actually, I don't know the difference between Senator Otten's bill and what the one that Senator Jensen is bringing. Obviously, there's a little bit of difference. I am a co-signer on co-sponsor on Jensen's bill, but I didn't know all the ins and outs on Senator Otten's bill.
Okay. Representative Kopp, is anyone from your family that you know of gay?
No, not that I know of. A representative that you could talk to who has a gay son that would and probably has co-sponsored this bill is Manny Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E, and he lives in Sioux Falls.
Okay, so Manny Steele from Sioux Falls has a gay son, and he's co-sponsored this bill.
I don't know that he co-sponsored that bill, but I know...
Well, he is on your bill. He is on Senate Bill 128.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yes, he would co-sponsor, or he has co-sponsored, and I know exactly how he feels on the issue. He feels the same way that I do. You know, I'm against two people that are living together without the benefit of marriage. That doesn't mean that I discriminate or that makes me a bigot. You know, I'm against the divorce. I'm against abortion. You know, I'm not necessarily against the person. It's the lifestyle that I don't agree with. And I believe that's my right. I believe that's the right of of a business owner, and I believe that's the right of a church. And I don't think government has any business telling them that that's not their right.
Okay. So, Representative Kopp, you're saying that Representative Steele, who was one of the sponsors of this bill, who has a gay sibling, also believes that that gay sibling is immoral.
I wouldn't say that he believes his sibling is immoral. I believe that the...
Oh, his child. I'm sorry. His child.
Yes, yes. It's his child. And by he and his boyfriend or whatever you want to call it, living together, yes, he thinks that's an immoral act.
And he believes that his son shouldn't be allowed to be able to get a job in the workplace because of that.
Now, that I don't know. You would have to ask him. I can't answer for
okay.
him.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. I should ask him that direct question.
Yeah, I think if you got a hold of him, I think you'd probably get a pretty good conversation on him. Because I know where he stands on the issue. And I know that these bills will be tough to get through simply because they've been promoted by schools, for example, as being a bigoted ideology, you know, old-fashioned ideology. But I just happen to believe what the teachings of Christ, and I try to obey them and do the best that I can. I don't hate people. I don't just because I don't agree with their lifestyle. As a matter of fact, I've had a friend or two in the past that was gay.
Okay. But by signing on to and sponsoring Senate Bill 128 for the friends of yours that you had in the past that are gay, aren't you putting a bill in place that allows people to discriminate against them just for being gay?
No. If this individual, a friend of mine, I were going to hire him, I would only do so under the auspices that he doesn't promote it or... Well, basically promote it because that's what they do.
By promoting it, you mean admit to the fact that they're gay?
Well, not necessarily admitting to the fact that they're gay, but say hitting on people that come in to the office. I wouldn't want one of my straight individuals hitting on the girls and the women that came in. And if they were doing that, and I told them not to, then I'd fire them.
I guess what I'm struggling with, though, Don, is the bill allows people to not be fired, to not be served, to not. Basically, the bill says that because of the fact that they are gay, we can do this to them. But yet, you don't do that to heterosexuals, and yet you're linking the two together now. In other words, if I were working
I would fire a heterosexual if he or she was hitting on the opposite sex.
Okay. But wouldn't it be easier to make that determination once they did that rather than just blanket them into it in the beginning?
Sure. If you go to a gay individual goes for a job interview and he doesn't let on that he's gay and he doesn't promote his lifestyle, and if I find out he's gay, but as long as he's doing his job and he's not promoting his lifestyle, then I would have no problem with it.
But Representative Kopp, let's go back to the interview itself. I'm applying for a job with you, and you get some sense that I'm gay. And you ask, are you gay, which this bill empowers you to do. You find out, because I'm going to answer you truthfully, that I'm gay, and I'm just using me as an example.
Uh-huh.
You then say, well, the law says I don't have to hire if you don't want to. I don't want to hire a gay, and I don't have to. You're okay with that?
Well, it depends on if you can do the job. You know, if you can do the job that I'm hiring you to do, and you don't promote your lifestyle, then I have no problem with it. I'm not going to ask anybody one way or the other. If I were to hire them, I'm not going to ask them, even though maybe this law would allow me to do so. I don't care what they are. As long as they do their job the way they're supposed to do their job, and they're not promoting their lifestyle.
But isn't that currently law? If you're doing your job, if you're showing up to work every day and you do your job and you don't promote yourself in a sexual way to someone else, you're never going to be in trouble in the first place. And so if you do that, whether you're homosexual or heterosexual, you will get fired no matter what workplace you're in. And so
not in today's world.
Okay.
In today's world, if I fire a gay because he's promoting himself, then I'm going to end up in court. Not in South Dakota, but that law will be coming from the federal government. This law is to try and preempt anything like that coming.
Okay, because, so there's no law in the books federally now that says I have to hire a gay, but you're trying to make sure that you don't have to hire one if you don't want to.
Not in South Dakota, there isn't.
Okay. Representative, you gave me more time than you said you had to give. I know you got to get to Pierre. I appreciate you taking time with us today.
Okay, well, thanks for calling back.
You bet. Representative Don Kopp from Rapid City. Appreciate it.